This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah! Come on, Friday.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Best day
Let's
of the week.
Play. It's pretty good.
It's actually second best day of the week.
Yeah, it's well, I don't know. They all.
And I'm thinking about today
Friday
as a Friday.
It's an exhausted night, though.
Aren't you in the penultimate game.
Yes.
Giants, allegedly, at Yankee Stadium.
Maybe.
In theory. And round two of the Masters. This Friday is pretty
it's
tough
a pretty
to
good
beat.
One.
Pretty good Friday.
This is the one.
And it's a payday, right?
It is a payday, unless you got it yesterday. It is the kind of weekend, and I know that you say we used to joke about it, and I do not want to start the show off this way, but now I feel contractually obligated. This is kind of like that vasectomy weekend. This is the vasectomy weekend.
Well, have you had one?
Yes.
And you're right, but it's not just a weekend. It's more like a...
You do try to do it on a Wednesday.
Right.
You watch all 4 days of the Masters.
It's a 5 day.
Anyway.
And it's a long one. But yeah, you're right. If you're going to plan it and you want to plan out like a 5 day, like you do it on Wednesday and you get 3 days off and then you get 5 days on the couch where your spouse is like, thank you, honey. Let me do whatever I can for you. It's this one. And like Father's Day, U.S. Open, but that's Father's Day. You should be out there doing fatherly things.
Yeah, no, this is
weekend.
This is a great weekend. And I was actually struck. And 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, look, we're here, okay? This is it. This is our last show of the regular season in the NBA. We're here. We arrived. This is the weekend we've all been thinking about and talking about for, count them up, I want to say 3.5 months. Honestly, that's when the NBA season starts to take shape. I think the stress was here by January. Oh, my God, they're only 500. They're falling to the 12-3 thing didn't stick. What are they going to do? Are they going to make a trade? Are they going to make a trade? Are they going to make a trade? We did this every day in January. And then first week of February, they make a trade. And look at them now. They win a bunch of basketball games. Steve Kerr said out loud, the goal's the sixth seed. Where do they sit? Right now. What seed are they? They're the sixth seed. They still have two basketball games. They could win them. They could lose them. They could go 1-1. There are other teams that affect all of this. I get it. But I really kind of arrived today at a spot of pure warrior joy And I know that that's odd coming off of yesterday where we talked about what I refer to as the worst loss of the year. And I think from an emotional standpoint, it was. But like you and I were talking with Lucas. He's the director of sports at 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
And earlier today, he said that that game on Wednesday night shook him. It shook his confidence a little bit. With regard, and you know, that typical line, if you can't do that, how am I supposed to believe that you can win a playoff series?
It's a good Lucas.
Don't you think I nailed it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Steve Kerr's on with us yesterday, and he's like, chilling. It's like, that's the NBA. You're not going to win all of these. You're going to have some disappointing ones and all of that. And I just got to thinking about it after Minnesota gacked a 25-point lead in the fourth quarter. Memphis is leading their game at halftime and got outscored 52-25 last night on their own floor. Lots of teams just with gaffes out there. And that's part of the picture. And so, I don't know, man. I woke up today. Wednesday was completely wiped clean. I'm pretty excited that they have this opportunity this weekend. And there's absolutely no confidence shaken whatsoever with regard to what may happen next in the weeks to come because of Wednesday night.
Not because of Wednesday night, but I do think that you could look at the Warriors and have your confidence not necessarily shaken, but you know that in the Western Conference, it's kind of wide open. And yeah, last night was a good example where Memphis was awesome, and then Minnesota came back, and then Minnesota absolutely buried Memphis, and it was like, wow, Memphis, I mean, you're a fraud. And Houston came and beat the Warriors up. And so you can think, wow, I mean, the Warriors can't match up with Houston. But any given night, any given series, I do think when you look at things from that broader perspective and you think about a best of seven, like Warriors against fill in the blank in a best of seven, it becomes a lot more of a Warriors friendly matchup.
Like, agreed.
One game against Houston where the Warriors were at the tail end of a gauntlet coming off a long road trip against a younger team. Yeah, you can look at that and say, okay, Houston was in a spot where they could do what they did and the Warriors had no response. Yeah. Bad one. The San Antonio loss is a little bit different. That, to me, was just kind of a bad performance in the wrong spot. And if they do it again tonight in Portland against a team that they're favored by 13 against, or 13.5 or 14, keep wherever going. You shop, yeah. Whatever the number is,
I think it's up to 14.
It's a game that you would think that the Warriors should win,
yeah.
And Portland's got a lot of their regulars not playing. So if the Warriors go out there and they struggle, or if they lose, well, then you can draw different conclusions, but I do think about the Warrior team in terms of a seven-game series, and I'm guessing that they will get there unless they don't win both these games. If they win both, you're the sixth seed,
yep.
And maybe even better, depending on what happens, yep. But I do think that the Warrior team is built more for a best of seven than they are for a one-off.
Totally agree. Man, I also just, like, to me, like, stop today and remember the big picture. I think it's important. You can still be mad about Wednesday night, and damn it, the rotations and the sloppy play down the stretch and the missed threes. All fair. Let's fan. We can do what we do when we watch a game. I was super bummed and disappointed as well when the Warriors lost that basketball game. But I also think that basketball game, from my ear and my eye, it robbed a lot of Warrior fans of their mojo. That's what hit me when Lucas was this morning. Oh, my confidence is shaken. Hold on a damn second. This is what we begged for. We begged for this. We prayed for this. We wanted this. Was there a trade out there that could just remember Steve Kerr? We need to give Steph that at bat.
Yep.
That's all our job is. Do something to give Steph that at bat. Well, guess what? Step to the plate, my man. You're 37 years old. Here's your wonder boy. Go to the bat and take a swing. You get two games. You want to win them? Then you get a whole series, at least. You get your at bat. Like, dude, they did it. They did it.
Not yet.
No, but they did it. The at-bat is here.
Well, the at-bat might be a play-in game.
It could
That's
be.
Not the at-bat.
No, the at-bat is here now, because if you just win these two games, you're not a play-in team. So start your at-bat.
Yep. Well, they have started the at-bat.
Yeah.
And they've lost, what, two in a row?
No, two of three.
Yeah, two of three.
Two of three, but you could spin out further from that, and they had won four in a row going into losing two of three. So they've won five of seven.
Right.
I could say it that way, too.
And you could go back to when they were 12-3, and you could say they've won 35 of 65. So they're 35-30 since they started 12-3.
Right.
So we can do this however we want to do it.
Feels a little less relevant. I'm much more
focused.
Well,
the relevance is all whatever you want to do however you want
to
draw.
Jimmy Butler's arrival. That's sure. Where, I mean, to me, that's what's relevant right now, because that's who they are. That's who they are in this moment.
Well, for me, the relevance is even more like recent than that, because you look at the Clippers and they've won 8 of 10,
yep,
and you've won 6 of 4. So now the Clippers have jumped you, and that's where the game on Sunday now becomes huge. And if you win tonight, and you should, then you get to Sunday, and that's a game that's going to have huge import. And it might not mean
probably
you get the 5. It might just mean that you keep the 6.
Yeah, it might. It might mean other things. There's a lot of other teams that need to play a lot of other games, and I think I've learned by now there are surprises. I know we look at the scale, well, they're not going to lose that. Well, they might. They might.
Yeah.
Minnesota might lose to Brooklyn tonight. I'd be super shocked, but they might be tired. They might be fatigued.
Well,
put
Memphis
a lot into that
Denver
game.
Too,
in
Memphis, you know?
Exactly. Well, I would expect Memphis to lose, but maybe not.
Yep.
You know, Jamal Murray's supposed to play. Maybe.
Minnesota favored by...
by probably almost 20, I would think.
Try more than 20.
Yeah, yeah.
20 and a hook. 20 and
a
half.
I'm actually looking. My board has them at now 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at ESPN.
Of course.
20
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This time of year, wow.
After playing on the road last night, they got that late TNT. We're not going to... You know what I mean? Memphis and Minnesota put a lot into that game, tight game into the second half, and then both of them got on a plane and went somewhere not that close. You know, Memphis flew all the way to Denver. Minnesota flew home. Now they got games tonight. I don't know what's going to happen. This could absolutely spin the Warriors' way. And I would predict that when we go to bed tonight, they will have sewn up at least the 7. That'd be my guess. My guess is that Denver and the Warriors will both win tonight. And that means the Warriors will be at worst in the 7 slot.
Yep.
No matter what happens rest of the way.
Which is nice, but I mean, it all eyes on the 6. And we talked
for sure
about it so many times before about getting to the playoff and not having to worry about the play-in. But I do wonder about, like, Warrior fans and your confidence. Where was it a week ago as opposed to where is it now? Is it more shaken after what happened against San Antonio and Houston?
I like the question. No, I shook myself. That's what
right.
I did today. I'm not Wednesday. Stupid, lame, bummed, all that, whatever. It happened. This is the NBA. It happens. I'm going larger view. We're here. In January, we asked for this. We're here. Here's your weekend. You got two basketball games. You win them. You're a playoff team. It's exactly what we were hoping for. But we get so bogged down by the moment. That's all for a lot of us. And I get it. Warriors in Portland tonight. Tip off at 7 o'clock. Warriors live with our guy Grandy at 6 o'clock. It's presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. We're also sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. And the good stuff is all afternoon long. Come on, Warriors fans. This is it. This is the last show. It's the last show on 95.7 The Game of the regular season. So what do you think? Yeah, is your confidence shaken? Where do you sit? Let's talk it out all afternoon and have some fun on a Friday. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, on a Friday. The Warriors in Portland, two games to go, on the verge. The playoffs are sitting there on a platter. Sit down with a knife and fork and go eat them. Listen, you want some Steve Kerr? If you want to buy some Steve, it'll make you feel better. You don't need to buy it. I know a lot of people don't want to buy any Steve Kerr right now.
No, I want my Kerr for free.
Okay, I got free Kerr for you.
You got some free Kerr?
I got free Kerr. All I got to do is do this.
The NBA, you know, it's not like we were a great team in Phoenix and all of a sudden got bad. It's just, you know, everybody can play, everybody can shoot. The modern NBA, man, the shooting variance is crazy. So you just got to keep moving forward.
Okay, you want some more Kerr?
More Kerr?
I got more Kerr.
Yes, we made some mistakes down the stretch, but that's part of the game. I made some mistakes. I could have done better myself. We all are in this together. And, you know, as much as you hate to lose that game, given its importance, you look at how San Antonio played, making 18 threes, seven of them in the fourth quarter alone. You have to give them credit. You can't just expect to win games. Now, we did not play well, there's no doubt, and we missed a lot of shots. But this is all part of an NBA season. You take the whole 82 and you add them up at the end, and I'm very confident that we're going to take care of business here in the next couple of games.
Dude, Steve Kerr spent about 25 minutes talking to us yesterday and sounded like he was in a smoking jacket at the Ritz.
Right.
That's what it sounded like to me.
He was chilling. Yeah.
Chilling.
No doubt.
And I think that what we're talking about is why. I really do. I think that, Steve, you know, when you're in it sometimes, obviously it feels different than those of us who just watch. But the bottom line is Steve's got his eyes on the prize. And he remembers flipping January, which so many of you seem to have forgotten. They sucked. And they were the 11 seed. And Steve said out loud, we're pointing at the 6. We want to get to the 6. We wake up today, happy Friday, April 11th. They're the 6. Yes, it hasn't been clinched yet, but they're the 6. They've won almost all of their basketball games since the trade deadline. I don't know, man. Like, I'm willing, like all sports, to accept some of what happened on Wednesday night. Now, I'll argue in the very next breath that's why it's so important to stay out of the play-in tournament.
Right, because one game can bite you.
I'm not giving other NBA players a chance to get hot from behind the three-point arc and send me home. But, like, I do think we fall into that trap of, like, we the Warriors set a new bar for us, so now we've decided they have to be perfect. It doesn't work that way.
No, not perfect, but just don't lose those games. Well, and, you know, and they do, and it happens, but when you're in game 79 and you lose to that team without those players in that building, in that spot, it becomes more alarming when you're favored by 17.5. And I know that it's not about Vegas, but when you look at an expectation of a game, and tonight's a good example, you're going on the road against Portland, against a team that is without five of their top seven.
All of their players. Yeah.
Right, so go out there and win by whatever. Just win the game, but if you don't, it's fair to look at it and say, that's a bad loss. Oh. And when you have game 80 and you have San Antonio and they don't have De'Aaron Fox and they don't have Wembanyama, and, you know, they do still have some pretty good players, but you're at home and you're pushing for the playoffs and you lose like that, that's bad.
Oh, for 100%. Right. And I'm not arguing that. It's a bad night. I called it the worst loss of the year. I'll stand by that. But it doesn't shake any larger confidence for me. At least not for me. Like, I can, and I did. I answered Lucas. He was like, wow, if you can't beat San Antonio when you need to, then how am I supposed to believe that you can do something special? And I go, well, because you just watched them do something special last week. That was just 7 days ago. 7 days ago, they finished a 2-week road trip by going to Los Angeles, punking LeBron and Luka in the face, getting on a plane, flying home, going to bed at 3 a.m, waking up the next day, and punching Jokic in the face. That's what they did 7 days ago. That is in their repertoire. And I don't think it went away on Wednesday night.
It didn't go away, but it was definitely a little bit of a blow to the overall confidence for many, if not for some. And I do look at this Warrior team as a team that's built more for a best of seven than they are for a one game. And so if you get into a play-in game scenario against, for example, Minnesota, a team that we saw last night is very capable of getting super duper hot with Anthony Edwards, who I don't think you have an answer for, even if GP2 is around. If Ant-Man goes on an absolute inferno of a heater, you might lose to Minnesota.
No doubt.
And you may not play poorly, but he might be so good that you just can't beat them, and then you get into that 9-10 game and find you win, or maybe you don't, but if you win, now you're the 8 and you play OKC in a best of 7 2 days later with game 1 on the road.
Yeah.
That to me is a bad recipe.
Agreed. So I'm going to block that scenario out right now while acknowledging that it may happen. But it doesn't have to happen.
It doesn't have to, but it's more likely now because of what happened against San Antonio.
For sure, but the Warriors have regained control. They regained control. So, in fact, everything that they had on Wednesday night before the game started, they have again. They have that again. I know in that moment we were thinking it's likely they only need to go 3-1. Well, guess what? You can still go 3-1. You're allowed to. I know the Clippers are hard. Sure, it's a hard matchup. Haven't seen them play the Jimmy Butler Warriors, though. I don't know what this is going to look like on Sunday. But you have regained control. And that's, again, go back to January or even go back to Monday. That's all you wanted. All you wanted was control of the week. They've got it. 888-957-9570. Let's hear from some of you. Fred in Richmond. Hi, Fred. What's up?
Willis and Dibs, what's going on?
Hey, Fred.
Taking my call.
Yeah, ma'am.
The confidence to me was high ever since the All-Star break. After I heard what Draymond said, a four-time champion, I was locked in because, you know, he has to back his words up. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, we go into the weekend controlling our own destiny. That's all a Warrior fan can ask for. We were in the dumps in February and January. Like, Warrior fans got to understand it's a race to the finish line, and all we want is an opportunity to be in the race. We handle our business tonight and see the Clippers on Sunday and bring on the Lakers and whoever else. All we want is a shot for Steph to go out like he is a top 10 player of all times. What else can a Warrior fan ask for? Fred, don't y'all get it?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the call. I mean, it's all in the packaging, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, what if the Warriors had lost that game against Denver last Friday night, which they considered kicking? They even said that. They considered just, like, letting the fatigue run, sit everybody out, lose the basketball game. I think we all would have understood. And then they beat San Antonio on Wednesday night. The record would be the exact same. They'd be in the exact same situation, and everyone would be like, this is amazing. The Warriors are really coming together at the right time. It's all in the packaging of it.
Right, perception.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm looking at right now? You'll all remember this. Do you remember the game that Jimmy Butler sat on the bench in L.A. when he had just,
yeah.
he had just gotten approved? And so he didn't play, but he sat with the team on the bench in L.A. And watched the Warriors. That was the one, I think, we were at Splash that day. And, cause I remember watching that game at Splash, and, the Lakers beat the Warriors 118-108, and Jimmy Butler sat there and watched, and that loss knocked the Warriors to, 120-112. I had the score wrong. That loss knocked the Warriors a game under 500. 25-26 on February 5th.
Yeah.
Then they got on a plane and went to Chicago. They gave Jimmy a uniform and he wore it and he went out and played. And at the first half end, they were down by about 20 points. They were absolutely objectively awful.
Yep.
So Jimmy was on the team. You trailed by 20 in Chicago, a bad team. And your record was under 500.
You're down 14, but I don't want to ruin the narrative.
Right. Okay.
But the point is well served. You were terrible in the first half.
That's where you were sitting.
Yep.
In that moment, how much would you all have paid to be sitting where we are today? I mean,
well, a lot of games left to go.
Yes.
But for them to go and do what they did from that second half on is remarkable. No doubt, because they went on to win that game, and they outscored Chicago, not a very good team, 77-42 in the second half, which I believe is a 35-point switcheroo. And, yeah, you went out, and you dominated them, and after that, you went on a nice little run with Jimmy Butler, and you won in Milwaukee. You lost against Dallas in an emotional game. Kyrie had, like, 84 or something. But then it was win, 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 win. loss at Philly, no Jimmy, and then you won 7 in a row. So you won 12 of 13, and the one you lost, Jimmy didn't play in Philly. So, yeah, things have been pretty good.
Dude,
since 20, you got Jimmy Butler.
22 and 7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
22 and 7. I mean, 22 and 7.
Right.
And here we sit with the Warriors in the six with a couple of games to play as a big favorite tonight, and we'll see about Sunday. I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
Of course.
The packaging, well, but the packaging's a little off. Again, the packaging, the presentation, it's a little off.
Well, it's a little bit different because 22 and 7, yes, but it started 14 and 2. So since 14 and 2, you've gone 8 and 5.
Okay.
Which is.
Okay.
I mean.
And Steph missed two of those losses.
You're right. And
I'm not.
It's all fair.
Yeah, I'm not mad at
Steph and Jimmy
of that.
Both played against San Antonio. And you lost.
Yeah. The packaging is off. You would not have. If you were piecing this together for a dinner party, you would not have packaged this on the way in with a loss against the San Antonio Spurs. You wouldn't have done that because it makes people feel like something's wrong. I guess in general, that's kind of my point today. Nothing's wrong. Nothing is wrong with the Warriors. There are no ills. There are no rotations to fix. There are no. It was a performance that happened on one night that was unsavory. Not a good meal. The steak got overcooked and all of it's the most recent thing in our mind. But I don't think there are any diseases inside the Warriors game.
No diseases, but there are things that you look at that are flaws. And I think if you want to look at the things that could be a problem, you could look at the Houston game, and it's a one-off. I know it's just one game against Houston, but if you look at all five games against Houston, when you've beaten them, you've been able to get up and down and score a bunch, and the games you've lost have been really slow it down, grind them out kind of games. And so you look at other things that might be flaws, and we talked about it with Steve Kerr. They shot 48 threes against San Antonio, and you made 16 of them. And I asked him if they were 2-3 happy, and he said, no, this is what we want to do. And so basically, this team, as much as any other team in the league, it comes down to, are you making threes or not?
Yep.
And they shoot the second most threes in the league. And when you don't make threes, and I gave the number yesterday, when you shoot 33% or lower, you basically lose two out of every three. So if you have Kuminga and Draymond and Jimmy and Kevon all getting major minutes, then you're asking Steph and Pods and Moody and maybe Quentin
and somebody
to make threes.
Yeah, and somebody.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
So either Buddy's hot or you lose, or Buddy's not. I mean,
well, no,
it comes down to like Pods and Buddy and Moody. Can you shoot?
Someone has to hit something other than Steph Curry. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And I'm comfortable with that. I think that's basketball.
Yeah, that makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Knowing that, well, Jimmy Butler's not a great 3-point shooter. Draymond's not great. Kevon Looney's a part of your rotation. GP2 can hit the corner three, and that's about it. So,
but that's basketball. Like
but
nobody.
Your basketball. It's different when you have Clay, and if you have like other 3-point shooters.
I get
you're
it.
You're asking for a streaky Buddy, and you're asking for second year Pods to be as good as he has been.
Except, but you're giving me four names, and you really only need one of them on any given night.
Which
I
one?
Just need any of them. It doesn't matter. Just one of you.
Right.
Like what happened that night is they all missed. They all missed. Brandon had one. Moses had one. JK had one. Buddy hit a few, but he shot a ton. Like, you need someone to be a little bit consistent. You need the offense to work. And by the way, even with that whole scenario adding up, you were tied with 3 seconds to go. So you can even still win,
right?
Even with that scenario. You know what I mean?
But you also need Steph to be great. In that scenario, because he was bad against Houston, and he was one for eight.
He was good against the Spurs. I don't think he was great.
I mean, he had 30.
Yeah, he had 30. That's a slightly above average night for him.
Right. But against Houston, he was not great,
right.
and you lost.
You lost.
And so, I mean, if you don't have Steph be good or very good and help, you're in trouble.
The Warriors I'm actually with your main point today. The Warriors need to get out of this scenario where every single solitary quarter matters so much. They need to get into a series where you've got a little room to breathe and, and lose a game. Like right now, every loss feels like three, and it's been this way for so long, and they've navigated it largely very, very well. But they need to get out of that. And so hopefully they took a night last night, really got a lot of sleep, and rested up for what they've got now, which is two games in 72 hours, actually a little bit less because Sunday's an early game. So you're going to have two games in 2.5 days and put everything you've got into those two games so that you can finally get out of this situation. Take a week off, go sleep, go golf, no more back-to-backs, and no more, oh no, the sky is falling if you lose one game. They need to get out of that. And that's kind of what I meant yesterday when I was talking to you about what I view as some overwhelming fatigue. It's not just that they were on a flight the night before and that they play basketball. There is a mental and emotional fatigue that's got to build. Like, since February, it honestly largely feels like you're not allowed to lose. They've only done it 7 times. And after every one of them, we're in here going, oh, my God, sky's falling.
Well, they've needed all those get into this spot.
Right.
Like,
right.
Without that run, and what'd you say, 24-7 or 22-7?
22-7 since Jimmy started playing.
Right. Without that, you would be the 9 seed or the 8 seed, and
yeah,
you'd be buried in the play-in. I mean, you wouldn't be out, but you'd be in the play-in.
You'd probably be out. Like,
right.
Your chances next week are not good.
But you'd be in the play-in.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be out. Like,
right.
Phoenix now is out. They've lost 8 in a row, and I'll keep my eyes on the internet to see if Coach Bud gets fired before the end of the show today.
Yeah,
but
they have been eliminated.
They have been.
Yes,
and
officially.
I wonder when he becomes also eliminated, because that thing is broken 7 ways to Sunday. But if the Warriors didn't go 22-7, they'd be the 9 seed, and we'd be talking about a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We wouldn't have nearly as much to talk about, to be honest with you, because I don't think anybody would think, even if they came out of the play-in tournament, I don't think anybody would really think that they could do anything special. But I still very much do. And so that's all. Wednesday was just bad presentation. That's it. But the larger view of what the Warriors have achieved here of late, I think, is fantastic. I think tonight's going to go very, very well. Apologies now if I'm wrong, you know, but I think tonight is going to go very, very well. And I actually feel pretty good about Sunday. We'll see what's going on when we arrive at that game, what all the scenarios are. Let's go to Raj in Toronto. Hey, Raj, thanks for calling. Raj, you there? I don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there you are. Come on, man.
I just want to talk about JK.
Let's do it.
All right. So JK is being used as a scapegoat. And Steve Kerr has been sabotaging this kid almost the whole season. And we've seen what JK can do prior to the injury that he sustained. He was averaging 26 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. And that's only when he's getting 30 minutes. If he's playing 30 minutes, he can produce. And this team and the fans, it seems like every time they lose, they try to blame JK. He's a bench player. You can't blame a bench player for a loss, just like against the Spurs.
I don't hear people blaming him for losses, Raj. I didn't hear anybody bring up Jonathan Kuminga after losing to the Spurs. Did you?
After they lose, he's humble.
What's that?
Every time they lose, they blame Jonathan.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I did not hear that yesterday. They lost on Wednesday. I did not hear anybody blame Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, that's what Stein. Well, I'm sorry, but Steiny and Guru, that's what they were doing while Steiny was doing that. And my point is that you can't. Jonathan needs minutes, and they're losing because Steve Kerr is putting lineups like Curry, Pods, and Draymond. Those guys are not fast. Athletic. You can't have your most athletic player on the bench. And that's why we lost to the Spurs.
Raj, can I throw something at you? Just a couple, and I don't even have any of the analytics in front of me.
Oh, I've got numbers.
I know you do, but like, here would be my response, Raj. First of all, you said, quote, that's why they're losing. They're not. They're 22-7 since acquiring Jimmy Butler. So that's not, quote, losing. So let's throw that out. And then secondly, you brought together a 3-person lineup and said you can't put lineups out there like that. And there's, like, I don't want to argue with anyone, but the math of what you're saying is incorrect. That 3-person lineup that you just mentioned is analytically way ahead of the lineup that you want to play. So all I would ask is, like, because I got nothing against anybody, but why do you think kind of what you think? I don't hear anyone blaming JK for anything, but I also see no evidence of what you're saying actually being true.
Okay, do you know when they were saying that this lineup is 13-0?
Yes.
It was actually the bench coming into the game and winning games for them. They were that starting lineup at one point, they were down 80 points against other starters in a three game span. It's the bench that comes into the game and they bring back the game and we take the lead. And then that lineup comes on, maybe they'll close out the game and then we give them the credit to the starting lineup when it's actually the bench doing all the work.
Yeah. Raj, all good, my man. Thank you for calling. I don't see what Raj sees. I really don't. I don't think the math and the analytics add up either. I hear him say that you give credit for a starting lineup that goes 13-0, but I've got a three-game stretch over here where the starting lineup was outscored by 80 points, which A, I think is inaccurate, and B, why would you spotlight three games when we're talking about 13?
And honestly, like the starting lineup is not the most important thing. And he mentioned JK getting his minutes, and when he plays 28 minutes or more, the Warriors are 4-9 this year when he gets 28 or more minutes.
Hold on. I'd like you to slow down and say that again.
Kuminga has played 28 minutes or more 13 times, and in those 13 games, the Warriors are 4-9.
All right, so we can keep, like, if you want to keep butting everyone's head up against math, we can do this. My dad's a math teacher. We could have him call. He's 82 years old. I bet he'll, I don't know what he's going to have to say about it. But if everybody wants to keep doing this, we can do it.
Can you help me fix my phone?
Yeah, he doesn't even know he has a phone. Does everybody? Okay, we might as well do this. By the way, Tim Roy is going to join us in 20 minutes. That'll be awesome. Zena Kata is going to join us at 4:15. We're going to have a ton of fun today. Steve Kerr did say something about Jonathan Kuminga today that's got everybody talking. We'll play that for you coming up next. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibbs.